And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of September, 2012. It's the birthday of Jean Autry, born near Tioga, Texas, 1907, the singing cowboy who starred in more than 40 movies, made his debut in the movie In Old Santa Fe in 1934. It was Gene Autry who wrote the 10 Cowboy Commandments. He said a cowboy must be gentle with children, the elderly, and animals, help people in distress, and never shoot first or hit a smaller man or take unfair advantage. It's the birthday of Miguel de Cervantes, born in Spain in 1547, joined the military, was captured by pirates, held as a slave in Algeria, came back, wrote his first novel, Galatea, in 1585, wrote for the theater, and then in 1605 published Don Quixote, which was instantly popular. A nobleman filled with ideas of chivalry, longing for adventure, who was also a fool. The second part of Don Quixote came out in 1615. William Faulkner once told an interviewer that he read Don Quixote every year, as many people do the Bible. And it's the birthday of the physicist Enrico Fermi, born in Rome, 1901, professor of theoretical physics, began his experiments in Italy bombarding various elements with neutrons. And the night before he received the Nobel Prize in 1938, Nazis in Germany began to openly attack Jews. Enrico Fermi was married to a Jewish woman. He feared for his life, and he came to this country, to Columbia University, and then to the University of Chicago, where on December 2, 1942, he and the physicist Leo Szilard created the first controlled, self-sustaining nuclear reaction. He worked for the Manhattan Project at Los Alamos, supported the use of the atomic bomb during World War II, died at the age of 53 from stomach cancer, along with two assistants who had worked with him on the first nuclear reactor. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Carl Dennis, entitled Dancers. At least one couple tonight at the Topaz Room may have quarreled on the long drive over in the rain about whether moving to a drier climate and making new friends would brighten their outlook. Still, they agree, for this evening at least, that dancing is something they're willing to try. Maybe tonight, for once, they'll be able to feel what they'd like to feel, that moving to music is an instance, not merely a metaphor, of life lived as it should be lived. Other dancers may be more graceful, but among the clumsy, these two may have learned to look at their feet without embarrassment. And if they can't set aside all their differences, maybe they can agree tonight that consensus is the wrong model for them, too close for comfort in their private commonwealth, to one-party rule, to tyranny. A dance they enjoy won't prove that division is far behind them, just that they're making their peace with it, as one defers when the other decides the tune has come from afar, to find them here where they ought to be, in the Topaz Room, taking one step forward, one step back. Dancers, a poem by Carl Dennis from his collection Callings, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by PBS, presenting Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide, a two-night special starting October 1st at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.